Lent, Week 2, Wednesday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O God, Creator of us all, from whom we come, to whom we go, you look with pity on our hearts, the weakness of our wills you know. Forgive us all the wrong we do, and purify each sinful soul. What we have darkened, heal with light, and what we have destroyed, make whole. The fast by law and prophets taught, by you, O Christ, was sanctified. Bless all our penance, give us strength to share the cross on which you died. O God of mercy, hear our prayer, with Christ your Son, the Spirit blessed, transcendent Trinity in whom created things all come to rest. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is great as our God? Psalm 76. I cry aloud to God, cry aloud to God that he may hear me. In the day of my distress I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God, and I groaned. I pondered, and my spirit fainted. You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled. I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago, and remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered, and my spirit questioned. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show his favour no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy, or in anger withhold his compassion? I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works, and ponder your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God, the waters saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror, the clouds poured down rain, the skies sent forth their voice, your arrows flashed to and fro. Your thunder rolled round the sky, your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints. You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is great as our God? My heart exalts in the Lord. He humbles and he exalts. A canticle from 1 Samuel chapter 2. My heart exalts in the Lord, I find my strength in my God. My mouth laughs at my enemies, as I rejoice in your saving help. There is none like the Lord, there is none besides you, there is no rock like our God. Bring your haughty words to an end, let no boasts fall from your lips, for the Lord is a God who knows all, it is he who weighs men's deeds. The bows of the mighty are broken, but the weak are clothed with strength. Those with plenty must labour for bread, but the hungry need work no more. The childless wife has children now, but the fruitful wife bears no more. It is the Lord who gives life and death. He brings men to the grave and back. It is the Lord who gives poverty and riches. He brings men low and raises them on high. He lifts up the lowly from the dust, from the ash heap he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, to give him a glorious throne. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, on them he has set the world. He guards the steps of his faithful, but the wicked perish in darkness. For no man's power gives him victory, the enemies of the Lord shall be broken. The Most High will thunder in the heavens. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give power to his king and exalt the might of his anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My heart exalts in the Lord. He humbles and he exalts. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice. Psalm 96. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice, let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne justice and right. A fire prepares his path, it burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice, all peoples see his glory. Those who serve idols, be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him. Sion hears and is glad, the people of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil, he guards the souls of his saints, he sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession, out of all the peoples that are on the face of the earth. It is because the Lord loves you, and is keeping the oath which he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Responsory: It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters, and from the evil word. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Intercessions. Let us give thanks to God the Father, who cleanses our hearts and strengthens us in love through the Holy Spirit. Give us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. May we always be grateful for all the goodness you have shown us, and may we bear our trials with patience. Give us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. In the life of Jesus, you have shown us the way of love. Teach us to follow this way in the great and small events of life. Give us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. Grant us a spirit of self-denial and move us to help our brothers and sisters in their need. Give us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. Let us bear witness in our bodies to the death of your Son, for in his body you have brought us to life. Give us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Protect your family, Lord, trained as it is by the constant exercise of good works. Strengthen us with your consoling presence, and lead us to the joys of heaven. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.